I wouldn't come.
What's Rosie doing?
I was laying down, so she lay down also besides me.
Well, toodle-doo.
Toodle-doo.
Goodbye.
Bye. Papa slipped outdoors, Rosalie. Rest yourself, dear. You're reading, so read, dear, yes? Read. Kalfkin. Hello? I want a hotel, please. But Kalfkin, you don't have to scratch me. Hello? Hello, I want Mrs. Jerome, please. Yes. If you will. If you will. Oh, once and for all, that's all. Once and for all. Hello? Hello? Is this Mrs. Jerome? This is Mrs. Goldberg speaking. Yes. Well, I'm calling to make an appointment to see you and to speak to you in reference to my daughter and to your son. Huh? I don't hear you clearly, what? Who? When? Oh. Well, nevertheless, I'll be right over also. Thank you very much. Imagine. Can you imagine? Look out, kiddie. Let me get my coat. Look out. Family?
Yeah, I just saw Papa, Ma. Where was he going?
I was evidently strolling a little bit.
Well, he was walking awfully fast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where are you going?
I have to see to something. I'll be back shortly.
Well, where's Rosie?
Rosie's upstairs reading. Don't disturb the child. Bye, dear.
You sure everything is all right, Ma?
Why shouldn't I think the other?
Well, you look excited.
Why should I be excited?
Well, you are, Ma.
Don't worry, huh, family, dear?
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, kitty, look out. Get away. Hello. Hello, the hotel, please. Hello. Hello, Mrs. Jerome, please. Yes. Hello, Mrs. Jerome? Well, this is Sammy Goldberg. Yes. Well, I'd like to come over and... When? Oh. Well, just let me say this to you, Mrs. Jerome. My folks are as much opposed to this whole thing as you are. Now, I personally don't feel the way they do, and I'd like the chance to tell you what I think. You may not be interested, but I think you should know that a young man of Walter's age should have the right to... Hello? Hello? Gee. Look out, kitty.
Oh, Sammy? I didn't know that you were here. Where are you going?
Well, I just had to...
Oh, here's Mama.
Well, I think she had to see somebody about something.
Oh, and Pop?
Well, I don't know.
Are you upset about something, Sammy?
No, why? Do I look upset?
Wait for me, Sammy. I'll just get my coat.
Well, Rosie,
I'll
I'm in an awful
coat.
Hurry.
I'll just walk down the road a little way with you. I won't be a minute, Sammy.
Look out, kitty.
She had any special place to go? She did, though. Will you just wait another second while I change my shoes? Sammy, will you answer the phone, please? She isn't. No. Well, I don't know. Yes, I'll tell her that you called. About the Red Cross. Uh-huh. I'll tell her. Bye.
Hello, Rosie.
Well, come in, Walter.
I am in.
Well, sit down. Won't you sit down?
No, thanks.
No one's here, and...
Well, maybe that'll make it easier.
Make what easier, Walter?
I wanted to talk to you.
I wanted to talk to you.
I guess you understand that my folks and yours don't exactly favor our knowing each other.
My family doesn't feel that way.
What do you mean?
Well, they just think that it's embarrassing, but they don't have anything against you.
It doesn't make any difference to me. Before you went away to Florida, you said something to me at the station.
I shouldn't have.
Why not? There's nothing wrong in people liking other people and saying it. But there's no reason for two people playing detective with each other.
That's what I think.
I just wanted to make sure that you meant what you said.
When?
When you left for Florida.
I meant it then.
Then?
I said what I said to you, Walter, because I thought I'd never see you again, but I am seeing you again. And
but you...
I think you're nice, even now.
Then why should it be anyone else's concern whether we see each other or not? The way our families talk, you think this was the Middle Ages, not 1942. If I want to see you and you want to see me, why shouldn't I be welcome here?
You are welcome, Walter, and you would be welcome, but...
What's wrong with me?
Nothing. That is, well, nothing's wrong with you, but... I mean, it's not a question of the Middle Ages. It's just... Well, there's your mother...
My mother can't live my life for me, no matter what she thinks.
And most of all, there's... Well, Norma.
What about Norma?
She's here also.
She came with my mother.
Yes, but... She came to see you and... Well... What about Norma, Walter? You're engaged to her.
And Norma's name, spoken by Rosie to Walter, is a great advance in feeling for both of them. This meeting between Rosie and Walter is more dangerous for the Goldbergs than anything that has happened yet. What about Norma? Here's an easy way to check up on whether you're using a halfway soap for dishes. Is it a bar soap? Then it's a halfway soap because it doesn't have real speed. And if it's a tough granulated soap, it only goes halfway because it's short on safety for your hands. But you can remedy this halfway business in a hurry by changing to New Does. Yes, that amazing new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And Does has everything for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. Just notice how comfortably soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Actually, it's far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated wash day soap. Yet no soap made whirls you through those dishes faster than Does. It cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Honestly, you can tell the difference in Does right in the suds. Try Does today. It has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.
Yes, it's the Goldbergs.
Well, I never dreamed such a thing was possible.
Well, neither did I. In fact, a lot of ladies I know around here say they just don't believe it.
Now, ladies, just what is it you find so hard to believe?
Oh, well, Mr. Rogers, but it's that new Dove you've been talking about. I just can't see how this one granulated soap can do everything in the wash.
Well, Dove does it all right. It does all three kinds of wash. Grimy work shirts, dirty towels, right down to pretty rayon slips.
But how in the world can the same granulated soap that greasy work shirts clean and grimy towels smelling white and still be really safe for my nicer colored rayon slips?
Well, just you try Does, and you'll see how really new it is. Remember, Does isn't just a new improvement of an old soap. It's a brand new kind of granulated soap developed by Procter & Gamble.
Well, my problem is dirty work shirts. Will those get them clean?
Wonderfully clean, and so easily. Why, you won't have to do any hard scrubbing and no boiling. In fact, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than me does.
And my trouble is grimy towels. The youngsters leave them so black and seems like I never get them white.
Well, Doug will show you just how really white those towels can be. Why, Doug gets clothes whiter, far whiter than any number of other soaps.
And I can still trust the same new Doug as my pretty round slip.
Sure. That's one of the wonders of Doug. It's the only leading granulated laundry soap to give you extra safety for those nice colors. Yet when it comes to whiteness, you've never seen whiter washes than Doug gives you. Honestly, once you try Doug, you'll see how different it is. Why, even the suds are different. Because Doug makes more suds than any of the four other leading granulated wash day soaps, and Doug gives you suds that build up faster and that last up to twice as long. Just ask for Doug, D-U-Z, today, and next wash day, let Doug do everything. And now, the Goldberg. Jake Goldberg has directed a wonderful little bit of drama right in his own house. He took Molly's plans, which were to get all the four people together, the four whose lives he was trying to straighten and help. Well, Jake let them get together, and then he wouldn't let Molly pitch in and help. Jake has been on guard ever since the evening began, and behind the closed door, Molly knows that all her beautiful little maneuvers are going to waste. And what's worse, all the hope that she had for the happiness of Peter and Oriane and others is finished unless... Well, listen.
Why must we sit here? Why can't we go to bed? Why must I wait and watch this door as if my life, my future depended on? What's going on behind it? Why?
Okay, I want to bed, Pa.
Then you do likewise.
Oh, just please.
Don't get me.
I'm not tired, Pa.
I don't recall asking you whether you were tired or not.
Oh, just please, it's enough already, it's enough. We'll all go to bed just as soon as
we... As soon as what? As soon as you can inject yourself into the inner sanctum of the discussion or whatever, what's going on inside of my power?
Oh, just please. For the first time, Mrs. Ray and Mr. Ray and Orion and Dr. Kate are sitting down like people and they're disgusted. Because what is it if I'm waiting to go inside? You don't want to let me go inside. So I'm sitting here and I'm waiting. So what? So what? You said yourself they're grown-up people. You said yourself let them talk about themselves. So you said, Molly, don't go in, so I didn't go in, so I'm sitting. And so I'm sitting so I can't sit, so you want me to go upstairs. Please. So if you're tired and if you're exhausted and if you're fatigued, your bed is made, I made your bed, the coverlet is there, the window's open, everything is nice, everything is comfortable. So go up and expire in time. Yes.
I'll leave you down here, huh?
This is the first time.
And as soon as my bed is clean, what will you do, Molly?
I'll eat an apple.
Eve also ate an apple. And what was the result? You're not so far removed from the first woman.
So I'll eat an orange. Go to bed, Rosalie.
Yeah, just stay up.
There's nothing to do. Well, why don't you go in and tell Oriane and Dr. Cater and Mr. and Mrs. Way that it's late and we all want to go to bed?
I suppose you would like nothing better than to be the one who could go in and tell them.
Why, eh? I express any desire to go in and tell them. What did the child say? What did the child say? What did she say? Give me the clock, and then we'll all go upstairs. And
that's what I want.
That's what you want.
I've had some critical dreams before, but this one...